Hey, my friend, welcome back to Lola and Ola. This is Ola. On this episode, I want to share 7 tips with you how to apologize to your wife. You've offended your wife, things have happened, her feelings are hurt, and you want to apologize to your wife. It could be anything from as simple as you hurt her feeling, you're dismissive, you argue too much, to infidelity, like something terribly bad, right? Some kind of betrayal of trust, you know, whatever it is that's going on, some kind of crisis going on in your marriage, and you feel the need to apologize to your wife right now. And before I get into the 7 tips, there's a quick story I want to share with you. There's a guy, a popular musician in Nigeria called Nice, and basically he came out on the scene some few weeks ago, and he recorded a video, some 2-minute video, apologizing to his wife and then asking all of 300,000 of his followers to help him apologize to his wife, and then ask people to tag his wife. He actually put the Instagram handle and asking people to tag his wife and help him apologize because he did something terrible. And then we came to find out that what he did was that he cheated on his wife, and there's actually a viral video that was floating all over the place of him serenading, grabbing the breast of another girl, a side chick, if you will. And I guess that video came out, and the wife is now shut down, and I think left the house and things like that. So now, as soon as I saw that video, I knew that that was the wrong move. And why is that the wrong move? I'm going to share 7 tips with you, and in these 7 tips you will know that that's in fact the wrong move. It's actually work against him and his relationship and marriage more than do any kind of favor. Now, a lot of people, especially even ladies, saw that and they thought that was romantic. They said, you hear people saying it's very rare to see a man that will actually admit they're wrong and actually apologize. While that there may be some truth to that, that move of shooting a video, having background music and apologizing to your wife publicly is the wrong move. So why? Tip number 1, never tender apologies after a betrayal, especially publicly, without taking the time to do the work. Right, so think about it, right? If you are tendering apology, you know, your wife just found out that you offended her, there's the need to fix things immediately. But that need to fix things immediately, that immediate need to fix things, it's emotional. It's purely emotional, and you haven't done any work. It's reactional. You're just reacting to the idea that you may have hurt your wife or that you hurt your wife. And anytime you're reacting in that way without putting proper thought behind it, aka the work behind the scenes, it's gonna work against you. Okay, your apology, in fact, is probably not authentic, because again, you haven't really processed what just happened. You haven't processed how you may have been wrong. Your wife told you you're wrong. Maybe you're not exactly wrong. Maybe it's not about right and wrong. Maybe you're wrong. Whichever one it is, you haven't taken the time to work on yourself. So any kind of apology you tender is in fact fake, and is more of a response than it is an authentic apology. Tip number 2, the best apology is always 100% change behavior. Again, change behavior does not happen overnight. It's not going to happen because your wife caught you. So that's when you see people say, are you apologizing before because you're caught or because you're actually truly remorseful? It's almost impossible to be remorseful when you get caught like that, because again, you haven't processed it. Tip number 3, most people who tender apology are doing so as a form of quick fix. And your victim, especially ladies, can smell a bad apology from thousands of miles away. I think we're just going in circles now, right? It's the same thing. It's a quick fix. Apologies that represent more of a quick fix will hurt your relationship. It will make the other person feel manipulated more than it will actually help anything. Tip number 4, you can have good intentions and still tender a bad apology. Yes, your intentions is good. You really want to just fix things. You just want her to feel better, but she's not going to feel better. Again, because you haven't allowed her time to process what just happened. You haven't processed what just happened. All that happened is that you got caught. Take the time off. Relax. So I understand that, you feel bad. But feeling bad is not a changed behavior. Okay? like I said in tip number two, it's not a change behavior. Good intentions is not the same thing as good apology. Good intentions is not the same thing as a change behavior. Change behavior, when we're talking about behavior, we're not talking about habits. And to change habits will take work. In fact, an average habit takes 90 days of intense work on yourself before you can actually change a habit and a behavior. Okay, so tip number five, if you truly will change your behavior sustainably, okay, if you want a lasting change of behavior, the change will be a function of time and patience. It takes time and patience. So you can't possibly be apologizing and think that your apology is authentic because you got caught. You got caught, you feel bad, it's different from you feel authentically remorseful. You haven't processed it. In fact, you may have some resentment in yourself, but because your wife has rejected you right now, you just want to be very quick to apologize. Unfortunately, it doesn't work like that. Tip number six, public apologies only create more embarrassment for the victims, especially when we're talking about a celebrity. But honestly, across board, public apologies are just terrible. They make they embarrass the person, the victim, a lot more than it actually make them feel better, because again, they feel some type of embarrassment. They are a little bit ashamed of what just happened, but now you're making it public, so you're not helping things. That's another reason why it must be a function of time and patience, because if you took the time, you would have thought that all the way through, that hey, I know I've offended her, but the worst thing I can do right now is embarrass her even further. So you don't want to do that. Tip number seven, tender apology only after taking some time to process whatever happened. That's number one. Take the time. It must be a function of time or patience. But there's an exception. If your victim is express explicit request for an apology, okay? If they're saying, you owe me an apology, if you feel like you've offended them, then basically they've processed it enough to say, hey, you owe me an apology. You can say, I apologize. Keep it simple. You don't need to do that over and over again. Again, the best thing you can do is take the time and patience and do the work that you need to do on changing the behavior and the habits. And if you're not ready to do that, your apology is only going to create more toxicity in your relationship and your marriage. Is only going to make things worse, and you're going to build more resentment for every time you offend that same person in the same way over and over again. The resentment is just going to get worse and worse. So that's how to apologize to your wife. Time and patience. Take the time and patience to work on yourself and work on change behavior. That's all I have for you on this episode. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. Go to lolaandola.com, go get the book right now. If you want to learn more on how to put this to work in a system, go to lolaandola.com or getmymarriageback.com and get the book, the free book. And I'll see you on the next one. Please don't forget to give it a thumbs up and subscribe to the channel. I'll see you at the very top. Bye now.